Hi, and welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. If you'd like, you can give us a call at 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380. You can also visit our new website at http://politicalbombshow.cf. So, I'm going to speak a little bit today about the Second Amendment. You really have a lot of, and who can blame them, the high school kids protesting guns and wanting to ban all guns, and they have no idea about the U.S. Constitution. I don't even know if they teach U.S. history like they did when I was growing up. So I'm just going to read a little bit on the Second Amendment for you. Okay, the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution protects the right of people to keep and bear arms, and it was adopted in December 15th, 1791, as part of the first 10 amendments. So it's been around quite a while. Our founding fathers knew that we, the citizens, would need to have weapons to protect ourselves so that if the government tried to do corruptive things against the Constitution, we'd be able to stop them. So that's what it's all about. And the bill, it was ruled that the right to unlimited and does not prohibit all regulations or either firearms or similar devices. So we do have regulations in place, and as well as they should be, you just can't have any and everyone carrying any kind of weapons, not knowing what to do with it. You have bad hombres out there, which is another thing I want to speak of, because you have the lawmakers, all they ever want to talk about is banning legal guns. They never talk about the guns that gang members and illegal aliens have out there. They never try to grab those guns. They only want to grab the guns from law-abiding citizens. That should set up a red flag right there. Because most of us law-abiding citizens like myself, we're not going around doing mass killings. We are not. So it goes to show you that they definitely have an agenda in mind. And yes, you could call me a conspiracist, but they want to disarm us so that they can rule over us without any resistance. That's what it's all about. So you can call me a conspiracist if you want, but I'm surely not lying. So let's continue here. The Second Amendment was based partially on the right to keep and bear arms in English common law, and was influenced by the English Bill of Rights in 1689 by Sir William Blackstone, who described this right as an auxiliary right, supporting the natural rights of self-defense and resistance to the oppression. So this is really good stuff. I could go on reading this, but you can surely Google the Constitution and look it up, the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, and school yourself. We have to talk about the fact that many of these cases of mass shootings were done by people that weren't right in the head. Law enforcement has let us down, because in many of these cases, like in the high school shootings, they were warned several times not to, they were warned several times to the fact that something might be wrong with this individual and they might shoot up the place, and they chose to ignore it. And you know who I blame for that? Obama, he put a rule, I can't think of the name of the policy in place, where basically he wanted minorities to stop being arrested. CARE, that's the name of the program, CARE. He put this program CARE in place, and it stopped minorities from being arrested and basically having law enforcement look the other way. And that's what happened. They looked the other way, and then people died. People used to say Bush lied, people died. Well, you can say the same here. Because obviously, CARE is a horrible policy. I don't care if you're Hispanic, African American, Caucasian, or Asian, or Middle Eastern. If you are breaking the law, you cannot look the other way, especially in young teenagers, because they're just gonna be more and more enraged and they will snap, as we've seen in these mass shootings in schools. So it's really a ridiculous policy that hopefully this president overturns, because this cannot stand. This is horrible. People are dying because of this policy. That's the problem with liberalism. It's definitely a stupid nation that's going to allow liberalism to be the rule of thumb, because that is really a sad travesty. Why in the world would you know that someone is bad? You have people that's reporting them and you look the other way. Why would you do that? Why? As a result of that, people are dying. Do you not see that? Do you understand how stupid it is? Do you understand why liberalism is a mental disorder? You should look that book up. It's a really good book by Dr. Michael Savage. But it's really ridiculous that people are dying and no one seems to care. It's all about a gun grab. Yes, obviously there should be strict background checks and make sure that no one is psychotic and mental who wants to obtain a gun, or a terrorist or an illegal immigrant that's part of these gangs that needs to be driven out of here. Yes, my friends, this is really serious times, and there's no time for liberalism, because it's going to get us all killed. It's dangerous. Have we not learned our lessons from the past? Just look back to the Obama administration. Things weren't all rosy-eyed. It was horrible. Everything went to hell in a handbasket. Pardon the pun, but it really did. We need to get back to common sense in this society. You know, a lot of these millennials, they don't want to be called snowflakes, but they're acting flaky. They don't get it. If my opinion differs from yours, you can't go and hide in a corner in a quiet space and say, nah, you're hurting me, stop it. No, it's ridiculous. It's life. Grow up. You need to learn that in life, there's going to be difficult choices in life. There's going to be opposition in life. You're going to have to stand up for yourself. You can't just hide in the corner and say, leave me alone, leave me alone, like a kid. You're a man, you're a woman. Grow up and stop with the stupidness already. It's ridiculous. Many of these lawmakers like to talk about looking to England. They have a ban on guns, and there's no guns allowed at all there. But what they fail to understand is a criminal doesn't follow laws. So a criminal is going to find a way to get a gun in there and shoot people up, as we see. You just have to look over there and read the news. Not because they keep it out of American news means that it's not happening. Open your eyes. That's why I said you have to not just depend on the mainstream media. You have to go and search for yourself to find alternative medium to get the truth out there. Otherwise, you're going to be left in the dark and you're going to be a sheeple. That's what's going to happen. But what happens, basically, a criminal by right does not obey laws, so they will get an illegal gun. And that's what would happen here to us. A criminal will get away to get an illegal gun. The police can't be everywhere at once. It takes them a while to get to you. And by the time they get to you, unfortunately, you can be deceased. So, isn't it better to be able to protect yourself when a criminal tries to perpetrate you? You can take them down and out, and then the police can clean up the mess of the filth and throw them where they belong, in the garbage. But you can't say no guns to anyone, no legal guns to anyone, because you can never take the gun away from people in the first place. There's too many guns out there, and we will not give up our Second Amendment right. It's just not going to happen. It's too many of us versus you guys. And that's just the truth. It's not propaganda. It's a fact. Look up the stats of how many legal guns are in America, and you're telling me that all of us are going to just let them take our guns in a gun grab? No, it's not going to happen. And certainly the legal guns that they don't even know of, that the criminals have, they'll still be out there and will be vulnerable to the government and to the criminals. So that's not something that I want. I'm hopefully thinking there is nothing that you want, no matter where, if you lean to the left or you lean to the right, you're libertarian, you're moderate. You certainly don't want to be left vulnerable, do you? I know that. Even Joe Biden himself said, you'd have to pry my Beretta from his cold, dead hands or whatever he said. But even he knows guns are our right and can't be taken away from us. Like I said, obviously there's mental cases out there. There's terrorism out there. And we have to try to keep the guns out of their hands. But you're not going to take the guns from regular abiding citizens. That's just not going to happen. I didn't lose my train of thought. Back to England. So they don't have any guns there. Only the criminals do. So keep that in mind. So what do some people do? And England is not like the way it used to be, by the way. It's a lot of Middle Easterns move there, and that's because of England's stupid policies of just letting illegal immigrants in, as well as what we're doing here in America. But that the same thing that's going to happen to the U.S. already happened to the U.K. And now they're going around stabbing people to death. So people are going to find a way to kill, basically. If you're a bad, evil person, you're going to find a way to kill whether you have a gun or not. So I don't want to hear this nonsense about you high schoolers who know nothing about the Second Amendment and don't seem to understand and comprehend that if they take our guns away from us, illegal guns will still be out there and the bad guys will come back to your schools and gun you down and there'll be no one there to protect you. You need to understand that and stop having your head up your snowflake and think about things instead of just reacting and being a robot. You'll be better off if you do that. Trust me on that. You need to start to think for yourself. Stop with the stupid propaganda stuff already. I'd like to take a moment and talk about the book, The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G. This book is an autobiography about a little boy that went through a lot of suffering and pain, was very poor, lived in the ghetto, and was able to, by the grace of God, climb out of that depression and make it into middle class. That's not a very easy step for a little boy who had many, many issues going on. I invite you to go to Amazon.com and get it on Kindle for only $7.50. The book is called The Real, R-E-H-D-O-G-G. Many of us like to go hunting, and many of us like to have different weapons. Some people say, oh, how many rifles can you have? How many handguns can you have? How many, as much as I want, within reason. Because, like I said, there's very, very bad people out there. And you never know, obviously, if they're a psycho and they're getting a whole bunch of guns looking to go on a killing spree. So I'm not opposed to the FBI keeping tabs on someone that's buying a lot of guns, look into their background, look at their social media, and you could determine really quickly if they're psychotic. Talk to their friends and family. You could find out if they're psychotic or they just like to go hunting and collect guns. There's a difference. Not everyone who wants to have a lot of guns are a psychopath and they want to kill everyone. So you have to do that on a case-by-case, but case-by-case is what I'm saying. You can't look at everyone and say, oh, look at this guy. He likes to make his own bullets and ammunition. He must be a psycho. He has like 50 guns, 50 rifles or whatever. You just got to look at it case by case. And if you did that and you stop with the care programs, then you'd save a lot of lives. I just have to look in to see if that program is still active. I'm not sure if it's active. I'm hoping that it's not active because it kills people. It doesn't save anything. It really doesn't save a thing. I want you all to understand that you can't just close your eyes and wish a problem away like Dorothy, clap your slippers again and say, I wish it would stop, I wish it would stop. Life doesn't work like that. Life is hard. Life is not supposed to be easy. Life is supposed to be a challenge. You're supposed to want to be challenged. You're not supposed to want to sit down and take all the government health care and welfare that you can. That's another topic for another day. But you need to really be independent and not dependent. Because if you know, the Democrats, they want you to be dependent forever. And this is why they'll give you anything and everything under the sun. Why? They're pretty much bribing you. They're saying, vote for me and I'll give you X, Y, Z. It's like the old saying goes, teach a man to fish and he'll eat for life. Give a man a fish and he'll starve eventually. Well, that's not exactly how it goes, but you know, you get the meaning of what I mean. You can't baby people. Sometimes I walk around downtown and I see the population. I'm like, we are so screwed. If this is what the future has to offer, please bury me now. Honestly, it's really that bad. There's many, 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 many dependent, babyish people. You know, the biggest thing to them is I need a neutral bathroom zone. It's ridiculous. I don't like the fact that people want to impose their will upon me. Like I said, I'm a sexual libertarian. Physical conservative, but what you do in your personal life is your business, but don't try to impose your lifestyle on me. And it doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if you're transgender or if you're an atheist or if you're super religious. Don't try to impose your will on me. I will find my own way without you pushing me. And the government is helping push this agenda with neutral bathrooms. I mean, what do you think is going to happen when a transgender woman that hasn't had the operation and still has a pee-pee down there goes in to the women's bathroom? And what if they're a bad person? They might fondle a little girl. So you gotta think these things through before you act upon them, is what I'm trying to say. It's really, really a bad policy. I'm not going to talk about that now because this segment is about Second Amendment.
Now, let me read a little bit more on the Second Amendment. By January 1788, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, Connecticut ratified the Constitution without insisting upon amendments. Several specific amendments were proposed, but were not adopted at that time. So, I'm not sure the reason why that is, but that's how it was. Massachusetts, on the other hand, they ratified and they had some amendments in place. So that's a good thing. Although we wouldn't know that by the liberal state I live in today. It's very, very, very intolerant to anyone who doesn't share their views. I find it funny that Starbucks is in the predicament that they're in. They're supposed to be on the left side, yet they're getting ripped apart. And if they're not careful, they're gonna end up killing their business. I'm not a coffee drinker per se, so I don't care either way. I don't drink coffee, but I'm more of a tea drinker. There's not really many, but even though they do serve tea, it's mostly a coffee vineyard, so I don't really go there. And I don't really particularly care for the crowd that'll be around there, so I don't really socialize well in places like that, put it that way. Hi, it's Rayshon Blyden for Political Bomb Show. Again, I'd like to invite you to visit the new website at http://politicalbombshow.cf, or give us a call at area code 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380. So I'd just like to close out the show by saying that the Second Amendment rights are there to protect us, the people, from the government going against the will of the people of the United States Constitution. I also feel that we should have stronger background checks. And I don't see why we're not looking into social media, because many of the sickos are writing things on Facebook, for instance. And you could look into that and use that and determine if this person should be a gun owner or not. So look into things like that rather than trying to do an all-in-out ban on guns. Because like I said, there's too many guns, legal ones in America, and you're not going to take them away from us. That's just not going to happen. So let's do something that's going to actually work. And you go and grab the guns that's illegal from the gang members and the illegals that's out there and who have them, and stop bothering us, the legal gun owners. Also look into mental health. And if law enforcement are given tips that this person isn't right in the head, follow up. Forget about the ACLU. That's another story for another day. But I don't want to talk about them right now. Get my blood boiling, but they're really, really screwing up the way we do business and live and work in America, because they don't protect the rights of the people that needs protecting. But like I said, this is a Second Amendment segment. I don't want to go into the ACLU. We'll save them for another day. Until next time, I invite you to leave your thoughts here, or like I said, visit our website, http://politicalbombshow.cf, or give us a call at 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380. Thank you.
Tell me what you think about gun control in general.
In general, I feel that, first of all, I live in the US, so my thoughts on gun control is that we should have some form of gun control, but the government, for instance, like take the Democrats, they want to take all guns away from even from a law-abiding citizens. I feel if you're going to do serious gun control, you need to start with like gang members who have illegal guns, things like that. Start with them, and then you look into the mental issue of people who have guns that have some mental issues and shouldn't be having guns, and also look into to terrorism, to people like that who have guns. I feel you should take guns away from them and leave us, like myself. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I work hard. I'm responsible with my gun, and I shouldn't be, shouldn't they shouldn't come after a person like me. That's how I feel.
I mean, I live in Sweden, as I said before, and we don't. I mean, the public here doesn't. It's illegal to have guns here in Sweden. You have to have a license to carry firearms.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on it? I mean, is it like high crime on guns there, you or it's
I mean, in the, I mean, we, Sweden as a country in itself, I mean, there are some parts, like I don't want to say ghetto or poor communities, but I mean, there are some. They're increasingly a lot of people who are criminals who use guns. I mean, for a couple of days ago, they found a machine gun in a preschool,
right.
So I mean, the criminals here in Sweden do have firearms, and I mean, it's a big black market here in Sweden. But I mean, there's not a lot. It's like gang violence, There's not a lot of shootings there's not a lot of shootings against like ordinary citizens. It's a gang violence for the most part.
Right. So do you guys also have issues going on with school shootings, stuff like that, or?
No, not really. No, not really. Because I mean, it's I mean, because you live in the US, you have a different viewpoint. Because and I mean, I think if we here in Sweden, if the public had access like you guys have to purchase firearms, I mean, I think we would react in a different way because we're not used to carry firearms, I mean, it's a different mindset here in Sweden, and I mean, I think in most of Europe.
Right, yeah, because I feel as far as the high school students, I really do believe in, if you take a look at most of the people that did all the shootings, they were on some type of antidepressant. So I feel that there's something going on there with that type of drug that's making people go over the edge. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but that's just, I'm from the outside looking in. Something's going on with the antidepressant, because most of them, if not all of them, were on some type of antidepressant.
I get that. I mean, here in Sweden, we're big on what do you call it? I mean, we're big on not allowing prescription drugs to become, a thing, We're hard on that, so.
That's Thank you for the call. I'm sorry the caller got disconnected. It was a bad connection, but it was definitely an interesting call. We got his take on gun control from Sweden versus my take on gun control in the US. And all of a sudden, when I start talking about the shootings and drugs, all of a sudden the connection was lost. Call me conspiracy theorist or not, but yeah. There's that. But anyway, thank you. Definitely thank you for the call on that. It was a great conversation. And
I'd like more opinions on your thoughts on gun control from anywhere, any country. Just leave me a message here and we will play it back and talk about it. Thank you.